beginning to live longer, and we got rights too, so we got to talk to these fashion people. And I guess it's called suspenders, what I got to gravitate to. Ron, you know, big weekend, big couple of weeks coming on in Emporia with our Veterans Day observance, and, you know, the military is very close to my heart, but with my father being in the service there at Fort Riley and living in Junction City. So I've asked Scott Proch with Hallowed Lake to join us on the show, and he has quite a vision to create a retreat for all the veterans and their families where they can come out and hunt, fish, and just enjoy the outdoors. So, Scott, welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your vision to create a retreat for our veterans and their families?
Sure. I grew up here in Kansas, in Valley Center, actually, and went into the military at a young age, you know, straight out of high school. Spent 3 years, got out of the military, and then I waited about 14 years and went back in the military to help out with Iraq and Afghanistan. During that time, I was in long-range surveillance, LURS company, Ranger company, and I spent a lot of time in Iraq, and one day I was laying out in the sand and looking up at the stars, and I just thought, man, I would really love to go fishing right now. Well, that was 13 years ago, and I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to be able to get home, go fishing, and just spend some time, you know, with friends and family, my dad. And got home, and really what I did, I found that it's really hard to find places to go fishing unless you go to, you know, public land where there's a bunch of people. Veterans, a lot of veterans just can't be around big crowds. And so 2 years of my life, I lived in Marion, Kansas, and most people didn't even know I lived here. I just stayed away from everybody. And then I'll just tell you, God got a hold of me. I started thinking about Hallowed Lake, and it just opened up to me that we need a place where veterans, especially when they get back from war, but veterans can go and spend a week or a weekend with their families, a peaceful place to just enjoy the outdoors and enjoy nature. And my real goal is just to let people have some peace and quiet. But what I want to do is I want to buy land, build a lake, and then put about 10 cabins around that lake, spaced out enough where families can, you know, be alone if they want to be alone, and give them an opportunity just to have some peace. So that's kind of the vision. We do plan on letting veterans and first responders, police, just letting them come, relax. I have a vision to put an underground firing range in, just so the noise, you know, a lot of veterans don't want to be around guns anymore. So that's kind of the basics of the vision. There's a lot more, but I just want to help some veteran families.
What do you got going on now, Scott?
Right now, we have been going to like car shows. We went to the Vietnam Moving Wall in Valley Center last weekend. We set up a tent. We're just getting the word out that we're here, trying to let people know that, you know, it's a lofty vision. Our goal is $6 million because we want real nice cabins. We don't, and we want land, and land's not cheap. So, but we went to the Vietnam Moving Wall last weekend. On the 27th of November, we're getting in with Marion County Hardware in Marion, Kansas, Ace, and we're going to bring Santa and Toy Boy to Marion, Kansas, for just the city to come up and, you know, take pictures with Santa. It's a way that we're kind of getting our word out here. That same day is a Holly Jolly Christmas parade, and we're going to be in that parade also. We also have plans to start doing survival videos where I'll be taking someone with me to do videos, and we'll just go out for a couple days and do a survival thing.
Scott, I know the veterans that I've been around, and I've invited a lot of people to come to the lake. Joe Bragg came down here and stayed at my cabin for like 3 months. And I don't know if you know Joe, and Joe has found a lot of healing coming back from the war. And he was a sniper of 2 tours in Iraq. And, you know, coming back to the States, some of our military men are really having problems. And one of the things, I was fishing with Joe around the 4th of July, and a lot of people were celebrating our independence and everything with the fireworks, but Joe was just on edge. I don't know if most of our listeners know just what fireworks can do to our veterans and how they react to that noise. But are you working with any other groups like Wounded Warriors, or is this just something you're doing on your own? And do you have a board of directors?
Yeah, we have a. I have a board. We have 6 people on the board right now. We have not joined in with anyone else. We kicked this off in March of this year, so we're pretty fresh, pretty new. But to the fireworks thing, you know, on 4th of July, I basically just stay inside my house and I wear headphones. So that's how I deal with it. I know a lot of other veterans do the same thing. But we'd be glad to work with anybody that sees the need for veterans to get, you know, a peaceful place. So
where are you looking to buy land at, Scott?
We want to go in the Flint Hills. My family back in before the Dust Bowl owned quite a bit of Chase County, and they lost it in the Dust Bowl. And I just love the Flint Hills. I want to let veterans around United States know about the Flint Hills, and I want them to come and see it. Now we're looking mostly towards Kansas veterans, but surely if someone out of state wanted to come, we would help them do that too. But right now I'm looking at a parcel of land just south of Cottonwood Falls, and I'm also looking at a large portion down by Eureka.
I'll tell you, there's some awful good people in those areas you mentioned. I hope we can find some land like that, and I'd be more than happy to come once you get something established and do a fishing program or just talk to the veterans and their families that come out there and maybe even give them a cookout on some quail that I have picked up at a field trial there last week.
But, that'd be great. Last week I met Scott Holland. He's with Healing Waters, and he's a fly fisherman, and he takes people fly fishing. And we're talking about, once this gets built, him coming out and teaching families and everyone how to fly fish and how to tie ties. Another really great organization that I want to do something with is Battle Buddies. They train dogs to help veterans. And those two are really great things. And then, of course, Mr. Bass, too. I think we could do something together.
Well, Scott, we have worked with police departments. I went over to Topeka and did a program for the Topeka Police Department just because of the morale of the our police officers were so low with what's going on in society. I know a good friend of mine also there in Wichita went to Bel Air and did a program for them. I went to your webpage and saw that there's been a 40% increase of suicides with our veterans coming home. Well, when we were taken out of Afghanistan, and to me, we just got to do something. So I do want to thank you for your efforts. Let me know how I can help you. And in closing, how can our listeners learn more about Hallowed Lake?
It's pretty easy. You can go to hallowedlake.org, visit the website. I'm also on Facebook, Scott Procht. You can look me up, or you can look up Hallowed Lake on Facebook. And I usually, all my posts are just deal with Hallowed Lake. But, I mean, that's some ways you can get with us. Or if you're in Marion, come by Ace Hardware and see me. And I'd love to talk with anybody.
I appreciate you, Scott, what you're doing and everything. And just keep me in the loop, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, nicely done. Cool. Good interview. Great vision there, Phil.
I'll tell you, Ron, we got to do all we can for our first responders, our people that are serving the country in all kind of ways, because we are in some troubled times. It's just the way things are going, but I know the American people and our spirit will prevail. So let's go to our first break, Ron, and I got a little bit of quack quack to talk about.
All right, sounds good. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton, KVOE, live and local. It is 844. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Nothing beats fresh homemade sausage, and it's easy to do. Start making your own with High Mountain Seasonings from Bluestem. With their delicious seasonings, you're in control. Make patties, make links, mix pork with game in any combination. Their 18 varieties of flavors are sure to have something to wake up your taste buds. So if you're looking for something to spice up your homemade sausage, Bluestem's got it. See you at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and local sunshine, 47 degrees. It is 8:45. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton, KVOE, every Friday morning. Don't forget to hop on Phil's webpage, KVOE.com. What's In Outdoors, all kinds of great information, photos, and such. Phil coming to you live Friday morning from Studio North, Council Grove Lake. And you mentioned you got a little waterfowl report for us here this morning, Phil.
Yeah, I'm really trying to do better by doing and talking about the waterfowl season. I'm not much of a duck hunter. My dad, he introduced me to fishing. He introduced me to bird dogs and upland game bird hunting. But when cold weather came in, he introduced me to his southern blood. And he said, I do not like to go out in cold, rainy weather. And then I'm getting to feel more and more like my father now, because I've been cold this last week. And I don't know if you just buy more clothes and put them on. But Dad, he would always overdress. And then, of course, you'd go out and exert. You'd be sweating, so you'd take clothes off. And, of course, with sweating, you'd be cold. So it was a no-win situation. And especially going out there with rain going down your back and everything else, he just wasn't a duck hunter. And then ducks, waterfowl, they have sort of, to me, a weird season. I just don't understand it so much. In Kansas, you have high plains and you have low plains that have a different season, and it's divided, I believe, by Highway 281 between the high plains and the low plains. And then now, by going through the regs, I see we also have a low plains southeast Kansas area, and we're in Lyon County, it's split. Highway 35 divides the county, whether you are in a a low plains late season area or a low plains southeast Kansas area. So you need to get the regs, listeners, if you're going to be a waterfowl hunter. Or listen to us next week, because I'm going to have Rob McDonald on the show. Rob is a tremendous guy, an advocate of getting people outdoors, and he's in the Madison area. And he can explain this season to us a little bit more, and then also how to prepare waterfowl for the table. He's an excellent cook. He has a blog called Modern Wild Man. So looking forward to that. But we do have a season opener again this weekend for the Low Plains Late Zone. And it starts, just goes from October 30th to November 2nd. And then that's just, 3 days, maybe 4 days. And then it'll open up again. And so, of course, with ducks, the bad 11 is 6. But then it will include no more than 5 mallards. So you can shoot 6 ducks, but only 5 of them can be mallards, and only 2 of them can be hens. So, waterfowlers, you need to know your duck identification. You need to know what they look like in lower light areas, because sometimes it's going to be cloudy. And I believe the season opens a half hour before sunrise, and then it ends at sunset. They have closed it to sunset just to let the waterfowl that comes into our wildlife areas have a little bit more time to rest. And I mentioned 5 mallards. Of your 6, you can only have 3 wood ducks, 2 redheads, 2 camelbacks, and 1 scalp, whatever that is, and 1 pintail. You can tell, listeners, I'm not much of a waterfowl hunter. But I know some people live and die with that season. So, Ron, let's go to that last break, and we'll finish up for this week.
All right, sounds good, Phil. Thanks for that update. Boy, a lot to keep in mind with the waterfowl season around here. It is 8:49. You are tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Blue Stem has got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. Questions? Ask for Brian Wendling, Blue Stem's trapping expert. Blue Stem's your source for live traps, scents, even muskrat colony traps. With colder weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Get them out and keep them out. Blue Stem has all kinds of traps and other varmint control products. See ya at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
The ride of your life is just a pre-order away. The crew at Express Tire knows you're ready to ride. And while they are experiencing factory shortages on off-road vehicles, they encourage you to stop by and put in a pre-order on a new Polaris so you can get the exact machine you want as soon as it's available. Express Tire is your local Polaris dealer in Emporia. Find them at 806 East 12th Avenue. Open Monday through Friday until 5:30 and Saturdays until noon.
KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Oh, nice fall morning out there. Sunshine and 47 degrees, bit breezy, and north wind right now gusting to around 32 miles per hour, but a little less intense than it was yesterday. Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, Studio North from Council Grove Lake. And Phil, what's the fishing been like?
Well, it sucks. that's about all I can say from my end of the pole, anyway. I'll tell you, just the cold north wind coming in down here and where I'm located on the lake, it just isn't very good. And then, of course, with the high winds and the coldness and then the rain, I spent most of the week planting tulips and daffodils, Ron. That was really interesting. I do know that Milford and Clinton are producing a lot of crappie. Of course, they're on the brush piles now. LiveScope is a tremendous tool if you can afford one. So you need to learn to use a drop shot and go straight up and down in that brush pile. Then it'll stop you from getting snagged up as much. Now they have a trolling motor called a spot lock, and, of course, everything can be run by a button, so it'll just keep you right on top of those fish. But now, listeners, it is time to get your boats winterized if you don't plan to go out on the waters anymore. You talk about intense. I was there at the marina yesterday, and a fellow come in to get his boat winterized, and the wheel, fell off his trailer right when he pulled in there. And so if you're going to get your boat winterized, you need to have them look your trailer over too, those bearings and where it's all set up can get rusted and wet in there. So have that trailer checked too. In some places, the mechanics won't guarantee their work once that first frost hits. So now's the time to get those boats winterized if you don't plan on getting out in the lake anymore. Of course, Ron, tomorrow. Did you have a question, sir?
No, I was just going to say we might as well check that outdoor calendar, and that's exactly what you're doing.
Okay. Tomorrow we got two big events, and I'm going to try to make both of them. Of course, we have the out at Fuller Farms. We have the Gary Fuller Memorial Shoot. There's going to be a lot of firearm safety instruction there. So, people, if you haven't been around firearms, you don't need to shoot, but you need to go out and see what's going on. They have a lot of rifles, a lot of good things, and just getting out with people and enjoying the day. I think tomorrow, didn't you say it's supposed to be a pretty nice day, Ron?
Perfect day, Phil, 66.
To be outdoors. And here at Council Grove, the Headwaters Trap Shooting Club is going to have their event from 1 to 5. And they also have raffles, which will include a two-person hunt at Coakley Farms. Also, my good friend Joy Bishop with Pitch Point Outdoors up around Gridley has given us another deer or a turkey hunt. And also, there's going to be a Mr. Corbett there at Ravenwood is going to give 50 targets to two people. So there's going to be a lot of good times, a lot of shooting. We should have maybe had this before waterfowl season opened, because wing shooting is an art. And to get out there, and of course, I won't talk about my shooting ability, but wing shooting isn't one of them. But it's such a fun time we used to have out at Dry Creek Sporting Clays when Dave ran that. And it's especially being able to give instruction to youth and families alike about firearm ethics and responsibility. Well, that ought about do it for this week, Ron. Enjoy you, and hope to be here next Friday.
All right. Keep up the great work, Phil. I know you're ultra busy, and hopefully you can make both of those big events tomorrow. And you know, I have a feeling you will somehow, some way.
I will, sir. Thank you.
All right, Phil. Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors. Make sure you log on to KVOE.com and hop on the What's In Outdoors page. It is tough to keep up with Phil. He is a man on the move, getting families and kids outdoors for a better indoors. That's what Phil does. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and also Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. Sunny and 47 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:55.
A meeting right now with the Italian president, earlier with the Pope and the